Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics. Please allow me to introduce myself. Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A Thursday that feels a hell of a lot like a Friday to me, Fancy Brian. Let's call it Friday Eve. And, you know, I'll tell you about it in a minute. But how you doing, big guy?
It's Friday. It's a day. It's definitely daylight out. That's what I know.
Are we sure it's daylight? I know it's daylight out because it's hot as a mother up in here. You know, our fan, our studio fan, which, you know, normally I'd circulate a little air, get the air moving around. A big guy like myself, you know, I don't want to get all moist and sweaty on the radio. Thane sounds like a diesel motor. Like, what happened to the fan? So apparently we need a fan. But currently in the studio, the inside temperature, 80 fun loving degrees.
Oh, Lord.
So as we're coming on the air, I'm running for the thermostat. I'm thinking I got to pay the bill eventually. 68, man. Before this show's over, I want 68. I want frost on the windows. That's what I'm looking for. Got Evan here in the world headquarters. I hope it's not too hot here, Evan. He's a skinny lad. You know, skinny. Skinny guys can take the heat. Although he's more of a fall hoodie sort of a guy, aren't you, Evan?
Yeah, you do have the hoodie on a lot.
But not for like 3 weeks. It has been so hot. And 5 years ago, I'd be wearing a hoodie today. Something has changed. I can't just power through it.
Global warming.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. Global warming.
It's not so much the heat as the humidity and the fact that we have an AC. Why isn't it working? Why isn't it cooler in here? So I'm going to start with that as a modest grievance of the day. We got a few other thoughts, more political on these other thoughts. The Dems. You know, you could still win the midterms. Really? I promise you could. I'll tell you about it. You know, you could. You could. Maybe I'll have to lead the way for him, Fancy Brian. Also, leading the way for me, co-piloting with me a little bit later in this big hour, Kristen Bry, her product, Asgos, Wisconsin. And she's a funny lady. I asked her, what's your technical title? And she said, well, I'm like a digital property, sort of. And I said, oh, okay. Well, so anyways, my friend and soon to be your friend, Kristen Bry, joins today at 3:30 on the big show. And, you know, there's some headlines overnight about U.S. Senator Ron Johnson from the great state of Wisconsin, senior senator here. Headlines questioning whether or not the man's gotten into the ivermectin. So
really?
Rojo's... Yeah, and like national publications are at, you know, like maybe not literally, but sarcastically asking what the hell is wrong with Rojo. So I'll get there sooner than later, I suspect. You know, I better sit down for the show. I'm standing up right now, but I'm going to sit down. Got the high top, so I can do either. But then the high stool, so you got to bear with me as I hop on. If I miss, could be the end of the show. Bear with me.
Well, you're going to need to sit down because, you know, you don't want to expend energy right now in the heat, and then that'll cause a little bit more sweating. If you could be more still and keep the limbs as far apart from each other as possible, that's usually a good thing.
Parting of the limbs.
I'm an expert in having my own, you know, moist
thigh
ecosystem,
gap.
East ecosystem around myself. Yeah, I sleep with things between my legs, yes.
You work on thigh gap. Anyways, let me get into the politics before someone gets visual on us and turns off the radio. Theater of the mind and all that kind of thing. Jennifer Rubin at the Washington Post. Opinion. Democrats' polling has improved since Dobbs. That, of course, is the overturning of Roe v. Wade. I've been very curious. How's the polling? It's improved for the Dems. And then Rubin asked in the very next question, sentence, but it's a question. But how long will it last? Oh, come on, Jennifer. Let's jump in to this opinion piece. Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition goes the Monty Python skit. Similarly, almost the entire, the punditocracy forecast a wipeout for Democrats in the 2020 midterms. But nobody expects Dobbs. The Supreme Court decision to overturn abortion rights has thoroughly shaken up the midterms. In fairness to those who didn't see this coming, we collectively tend to overestimate the duration of the status quo. Economists do the same. High inflation is the thing of the past until it isn't. Now, Democrats may indeed lose badly in November. Hey, take that back, Jennifer. But we cannot tell yet. At the moment, it seems the political class made some erroneous assumptions. What do they say about assumptions? Making an ass of you and me. First, pundits assumed that all Democrats are tied to President Biden's approval ratings. But at least in the Senate races, there's little support for that. In Georgia, Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock, up 10 on scandal-plagued Herschel Walker. Scandal-plagued, that's a nice way of putting it. Even though Biden has a net negative 27-point approval rating in the state in the latest Quinnipiac, polling on Pennsylvania's Senate race shows Democrat John Fetterman consistently leading Republican Dr. Oz. Soon to be loser Oz, but Mehmet.
Yeah.
Oz, Mehmet. You know, I'm not great with names, Fancy. Do I have to learn every Republican Trump endorsee's proper enunciation and pronunciation?
They don't have to endorse reality. I don't think you should have to say their name.
Well said, sir. You know, that's something I struggle with. But anyway, so Fetterman's beaten Dr. Oz. While Biden remains underwater there. In House races, the Democratic candidate in Nebraska, special election on Tuesday, lost by 6 points in a district that Trump won by 15. You know, in 2020, Democrats can also take solace. You know, where are these, like, close? Missed it by that much, Jennifer? Anyways. Democrats can also take solace in their overperformance in some state races, such as 3 Michigan State House contests in May, including one flip. If all were well for the GOP, why are Republicans in swing districts trying to minimize the issue of abortion? Yeah, good question, Jennifer. Why would that be? Don't think that's a political winner for you out in the suburbs? Moreover, a series of generic congressional polls since Dobbs shows Democrats in a much better position than just a month or so ago. Polls from both Yahoo News, YouGov, and NPR Marist put Democrats up 7 above Republicans. Wow! What do you mean? The generic Dems beating the generic Republican by 7? Looks like a red tsunami, everyone. Keep that in mind. Morning Consult puts them up 3. Enthusiasm, that's the Democrats, you know, if you're wondering. Enthusiasm for voting among pro-choice voters seems to be up as well. Shocker. Pollster and analyst have noticed the development. Unsurprisingly, Democrats are more sunny about it. Republicans are essentially responding with, move along. Nothing to see here. Maybe this is a blip. Maybe Democrats are simply more engaged and eager to respond to polls, although that would be a positive sign. But as Kyle Condict of Sabato's Crystal Ball puts it, we might see a reverse Kavanaugh effect. That is a major bump for Democrats energized by the right-wing court and the loss of abortion rights. Well, I'd point out, Jennifer Rubin, it's been a hell of a lot more than one bad ruling from this court. This court is delegitimizing itself very, very rapidly. Here's a quote, though, from Condict. One possible outcome of the Dobbs decision is that it has a similar effect on Democrats, perhaps not changing the basic pro-Republican trajectory of the election, but giving Democrats in bluish states and districts a good reason to stick with their party despite whatever economic concerns they may have. This is something worth thinking about in terms of ratings. Dobbs might have the most impact in Senate races, which are traditionally less tied to the president's standings. Republicans haven't helped themselves by throwing in their lot with shaky or extreme candidates. See, you know, Walker, Herschel in Georgia, Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania, J.D. Vance in Ohio. They're also burdened with at least one unpopular incumbent senator, the rapidly pro-force birth Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, where a clear majority support abortion rights. And if pro-choice referendums make the ballot in states such as Ohio, Democrats could benefit. None of this means Democrats will hold both chambers. Republicans still remain the prohibitive favorite to take the House, and we do not yet know whether Dobbs will continue to energize Democrats or how inflation pans out. Plus, candidate strength will affect races. But as Condit notes, if instead of achieving their goal of gaining 35 seats in the House, Republicans stall out at a 15 to 20 seat range net, it would likely be an indicator that the abortion issue brought Democratic voters home in Biden won districts. And the point of all this is that things change. All things, nothing stays the same but change, right, Jennifer? Intervening events pop up. The landscape shifts, predicting that the future political environment will look like the present is foolhardy. As is expecting Biden's bad poll rating to rub off on all Democrats, maybe pundits and pollsters would be wise to admit that they simply don't know yet what will happen in November. Several, to their credit, are scrambling to recalibrate or maybe become more tentative after multiple polling failures. Such candor is a welcome counterweight to prediction hubris. Come back with us, the Devil's Advocates. It's a Thursday, but it feels like Friday. I will be off tomorrow. As well, Fancy Brian, sort of. I mean, we're doing business. We're just not doing a live show. And come back. I've got a few thoughts about U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. How did she describe him? What was that? I don't recall exactly. It just wasn't very positive. More Devil's Advocates on the other side. Please stick around.
I hope it's not true, but it looks like it is.
Rebellions are built on hope.
You can do it!